clearly there in its very solemn information. There's no way you can't recognize it as present truth. That being that the spirit of prophecy is very clear that if we don't have the faith to get out of the cities, then we're placing ourselves in the position where most likely one of two things are going to happen to us at the Sunday Law. We're either going to become martyrs or slaves. I hope you heard that as well as I did, because it was clearly there in the Great Controversy, and that's a pretty solemn thought. That brings a message of country living right into the context of present truth. And we talked about that a lot last night, and I've thought about it a lot today. I imagine you have as well. Now, I've been sharing information of current events that are identifying that many of the passages in the book Great Controversy are being fulfilled before our very eyes. And I have the purpose for doing this is to wake us up to the times in which we're living, but also to uplift the book The Great Controversy to the proper priority for Seventh-day Adventists at this time of Earth's history. This is a book of the hour. We started the presentation with a quote where Sister White says, in The Great Controversy, the past, present, and future is set forth for us. So it's a book to be reading and studying at this time in Earth's history. And I realize there's at least a few ways to be receiving this information that I'm sharing at this time. I mean, as Seventh-day Adventists, we can be receiving this information and allowing the Holy Spirit to bring conviction to our heart so that we will bring our life into agreement with this information, which is to prepare for the seal of God. We must put all sin out of our life before the crisis of the Sunday Law hits, so that we will be prepared to receive the seal at that time, as opposed to receiving the mark of the beast at that time. So that information, if it is received by an Adventist that understands it right, is information designed by God to bring about a revival in our life. But we could be sitting out here in the audience and either not wanting to hear this or wanting to disbelieve it. So you, as an Adventist, you could have at least those two options. And then we have people in the audience like our friend Carlos that's shooting this video for us that isn't an Adventist, isn't familiar with what we are in the Great Controversy, and there's maybe some in this video that aren't Adventists that is hearing this information. And I hope someone here, I didn't bring any extra ones with me, I hope someone here will give Brother Carlos, friend Carlos, however we want to call him, a Great Controversy, so he can see what we're talking about, because what we've been sharing from someone outside of Adventism, if they want to test what we're saying, it has to bring conviction to them as well. Because what we're saying is that at the lowest point in the history of the